Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Mem Zayin, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the Yomi where the Gemara begins. What is all this about? You recall yesterday on the Amid Beis, on daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, we started this new sugya approximately 30% to 40% down the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Rabbi Yankif v'Rabbi Zrika Amru Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaveiroi. Ukrabi Yosim Mechavirov, Ukrabi Mechaviroi. And the Gemara said that if you have any doubts as to what the Machloikis is, as to who we paskin like, so if it happens to be Rabbi Kiva and one of his colleagues, paskin like Rabbi Kiva. If it's Rabbi Yosi, one of his colleagues, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi, etc., etc. And then the Gemara said at the end of about 10-15 lines, about three quarters down the Amud, Amr Bisharsha said, Lesnu Lahani Kloli. These general rules that we've just given out, they really are not Lemaisa. I mean, it's good theoretically and all fine and dandy, but Halach Lemaisa, these are not practical. Reliable. Not practical, not reliable. And the Gemara said, you know, Lira Misharshia, where is Misharshia coming from that he makes such a statement? And we already brought two Mishnayis, one from our Mishnah that we had on Daf Mem Hei, and then another Mishnah that we're going to have in Miyat Hashem, and each time the Gemara said, no Raya. So we're up to now yet another challenge or another Raya to Misharshia, third line from the top, Elami Hodit Naan, Hameniachas Beis V'Holach Lish Bois Be'ir Acheres, Echad Nocher V'Echad Yisrael Oyser L'Bnei Chatzeros. You have a Chatzer. In the Chatzer L'Moshel you have five people. Among the five people there were four Jews and one Gentile. And they wanted to be able to go and carry on Shabbos. What do they normally do? Every single Friday they go and collect the food from four people and station it in one of the four homes. And they go over to the Gentile and they do what we call Schiris Rishus, which means that they go and rent from him his rishus over Shabbos, so that his rishus as well gets merged into the other four, so they should be able to go and carry on Shabbos. Standard, normal, classic, no props. The problem, however, in this Mishnah was that one or more people decided to go away for Shabbos for whatever reason. Either the goy decided to go, or the Jew decided to go, and the problem is that they didn't have a chance to rent the rishus from the goy in time, and they didn't have a chance to go and get the chalas or the food from the Jew in time. And now they're stuck, because it's not just that they are, you know, it's not like when you abstain from a vote that it's zero. They undermine the possibility of making an Eruv Chatzeres, because they're not here to contribute towards the effectiveness of this Eruv Chatzeres. And therefore the Tanakhama says, Oitham Nechatzeres, everybody else is stuck.
Why aren't they Mevatel? If they're not present, why isn't Rishus Batel?
Okay, so let's go to Rabbi Yehuda in a moment. But this, in the meantime, this Dibur HaMeir, that all the Nechatzeres are stuck and they cannot go and carry them. They can do everything else. They can go to davening, they can go to the daf, but they cannot carry in the Chatzer because they don't have the Hishtatfus of either the Jew or the Schiris of the guy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einoiser, if you're there, you stare, you interfere with everybody else. If you're somewhere else, you don't interfere. It's the whole reason for Eruv HaTzeiros is because unless you all get together, each one interferes with the other person's right to go and use this chotzer exclusively. If they're not here, they don't stare, they don't interfere with my right. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, it depends. Nochri Oiser, Yisrael Eini Oiser. The reason why Nochri Oiser is because even though he's not here Friday night, he may come back on Shabbos morning. After all, he has a car, he'll drive back and forth. We're talking about Menichas Beis, and he went to another city for Shabbos. That doesn't stop him from coming back Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. After all, he's not Jewish. And Yisrael, however, on the other hand, you don't expect the Jew to come back on Shabbos unless they're Chas V'Shalom emergencies. Otherwise, wherever he's for Shabbos, he's stationed there. So therefore, if the goy went away from Shabbos, then he asers, because he very likely will be here for part of the Shabbos, and he will interfere with the rishus of everybody else, as opposed to the Jew. Reb Shimon Oimer Afil Einichas Beis V'Odoch Lishbois Eitzel Bitoi Bo'oisio Ir Einei Oisio Shekvar Esiach Daitoi. Reb Shimon says, what happens if he didn't go away to another city? He just went to another neighborhood. in the same locale, in the same town, the same village, and he went there for Shabbos, ain't he oyser? But he can come back after all. If he's just a different neighborhood, he may walk back. Oh, no. If he's staying with his daughter, he's going to stay there for the whole Shabbos. That's his intention. He has no intention of coming back. And when we learn this Mishnah later on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, why does it focus on Bitoy? Why didn't it talk about Binoy? And the Gemara is going to go and say,
his daughter-in-law, he would come home.
He says, because if he has a fight with his daughter, he's going to stay there. If he has a fight with a daughter-in-law, he's going to leave. So, Emetcha, we'll get to that Gemara. But the point is that we had now in this Mishnah a whole bunch of different viewpoints. We had Reb Meir, we had Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, we had Reb Shimon. Now, based on the halachic guidelines that we had yesterday, anytime you have Reb Yossi teamed up with either Reb Meir, or with Reb Yehuda, or with Reb Shimon, it's Reb Yossi always comes out on top. Now the Gemara tells us, how do we paskin in this case, after all these mandiyam, v'am Reb Chama bar Goyim Arav, halachik Reb Shimon? Uman Paligalein, who is one of the disputants? It's Reb Yehuda. Lav dafka Reb Yehuda. We could have spent him that it's also Reb Yossi, like the Gemara said yesterday. Between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, we left it as teiku. So we didn't decide which one is more victorious, if you will. However, we said if you have Reb Yehuda against Reb Shimon, we follow Reb Yehuda. If you have Reb Yossi against Reb Shimon, we follow Reb Yossi. So bottom line is, says the Gemara, that the this is not kehilchasa. So that's what Reb Misharshia meant when Reb Misharshia said we don't follow all of these rules. Everything more of Amis Reb Yisrael, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Aloch, Reb Yehuda, and similarly, like Reb Reb Yosi. So, what's more of my kusha? What's the kasha? To Mahachanami, Hechli Itmar, Itmar, Hechli Itmar, Loyantmar. Vaita no raya to what Reb Misharshia is challenging these rules. These rules are in the absence of anything in Shulchan Aruch, in the absence of anything in Rambam. You look up the Rambam, you look up this halacha, it doesn't say. So what do I do? If it doesn't say, so we had the Gemara yesterday. If you have Reb Yossi, you paskin like Reb Yossi. If you have Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, you paskin like Reb Yehuda. But that's all if it doesn't say. But if it says, then that's the halacha. So here, Rav Chama bar Guri Amar Rav said explicitly, halacha kireb Shimon. And Rav Yochanan agrees with that. Or Rav Yochanan said yesterday, when he said halacha in these rules and guidelines, was in the case where there is no established law in the Rambam on Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Hachanam hechli itmar, itmar hechli lichli itmar, and therefore, again, we don't know what Reb Misharshia is coming to challenge the rules of yesterday. The following Mishnah. We've spoken about this before, that there are two ways of making a ruve tchumen. Either you put away food, let's say, at the 2,000 amma line, or if you don't want, or you don't have food, or whatever, he doesn't have extra meals to put over there. After all, there's a good chance he's not going to eat those meals. It's really just put there for the religious requirement. Could very well be he's going to eat with his family at home. So he doesn't have an extra two bukalach. So what does he do? Mar baragla. Fine. So Friday afternoon, he'll walk out there, he'll stay there until after Benish Moshe, and he'll come home. That's the way to do it, says the Tanakhama. The oni is mar baragla. Reb Meir Oimer, Anu Ein Lanu El Ani, Taka only Ani. That's it. Nobody else. Just the Ani. Reb Yehuda Oimer Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. The Yom Marvin Bapas El Hakel Al Asher LeYetsi V'Yare Beraglav. Reb Yehuda says the truth of the matter is even the Asher can go and be Ma'arav Beraglav. The reason why we allow for putting Seudais was not a Chumra. It was a Kula. What was the Kula? As far as the Asher is concerned, the Asher is, as you know, the Asher is busy. That's how Baruch Hashem he's made money. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of siyata d'shmaya, but because of that, he's very often late on Friday afternoon. He just barely gets home 5-10 minutes before lechtzin. Barely has enough time to jump into the shower, change into Shabbos clothes, rush to the shul, and try to still be there before beginning a mincha. And therefore, he doesn't have time to be ma'ar baraglev to go out to his mokum tchumen. Otherwise, he's going to go miss mincha. So therefore,
to set up the tchumen.
To set up exactly. So therefore, we go and give him another eitzah. You can go and send a shliach. You can go and dial, or you can go and press in on the famous Erev Tchumen website. And therefore, exactly. And if you go to the Erev Tchumen website, for $100, you can go get a shliach that's going to go out there and put the two chalas down. You put the nice saran wrap with a blue ribbon on top of it, and it's going to go and say the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, and here's the Erev, etc., etc. And this way, the usher doesn't have to be Ma'ar Baraklav. But of course, he can be Ma'ar Baraklav. So when this Mishnah was taught, the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, Umasin Le Rab Chia Bar Asher, Chia Bar Rab, Kami de Rab, they were teaching the Saloch in front of Rab, and they were saying, Echad Oni vi Echad Osher. Who's the one that said Echad Oni vi Osher? That was Rabbi Yehuda. The Omele Rab, when Rab heard that Rav Chia Bar Asher was teaching Chia Bar Rab, he said, Omele Rab, Sayim Bonami, when you finish the Mishnah, add three more words. Halacha k'Rab Yehuda. The Frekti Mar Tati Lamali. For Amris, we said yesterday that one of the general guidelines is that a may of Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rab Yehuda. So why would I have to say it again? The fact that Rav says it again in our Gemara, that tends to undermine the rules. That's what our Misharshi is saying.
Absolute.
Exactly. Old. If these rules are absolute, we don't have to have Rav going and saying, and don't forget to add a Loch Reb Yehuda. I know the Loch is Reb Yehuda. Whenever you have Machlokes of Meir Reb Yehuda, we always pass like Reb Yehuda. Why did Rav have to say that? It's a chasimin that we don't follow these guidelines in a rigid, absolute fashion. That's our Misharshi. Pray to my question, was this Rishver? Till Rav less than equally. Maybe Rav doesn't agree. What does Yomar mean? Because when the Gemara was saying these clothes yesterday, the Gemara said it was going according to Rabbi Yochanan. If you go back halfway down the Omid, it says, Omer Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ramei Rabbi Yudah Locher, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yosef Locher, Rabbi Yosef, etc., etc. That was Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rav speaking. Rav didn't hold of these kolalim. He wasn't the one that was the architect or the author of these kolalim. That was Rabbi Yochanan. He said, tight, I'm fine, I have no problem, Rabbi Yochanan. Grace the Tzadik, grace the Chid. I didn't express any views on that matter, and therefore that's why Rav ended off this mission. He said, don't forget to add a Loch Rebuta. But that's, I don't understand Rav Misharsha. That doesn't undermine what Rav Yochanan said. Rav Yochanan gave these rules, and Rav was not a co-author of the rules. So to my Mihaditnan, I have another Mishnah. And this Mishnah is very, very, very simple, and we've learned this many times in the past, that every time you have a woman that is marrying a second time, and there are many reasons why she would be marrying a second time. The two obvious ones are that Chas V'Shalom, either there is a get, or Chas V'Shalom, she becomes an almana. Either her husband divorces her, or her husband passes away, and now she remarries. So the absolute rule is she's not supposed to remarry for 3 months, for 90 days. Why shouldn't she remarry for 90 days? Because maybe before her husband divorced her husband went and passed away, she lived with her husband, and maybe she became pregnant, and pregnancy usually only becomes discernible 90 days later, and maybe she's pregnant, but maybe she's not. And now what happens if she were to go and, for instance, marry after 30 days or 45 days, maybe, or, well, let's say a day later or whatever. And guess what happens if she knows, then she lives with her new husband and she becomes pregnant. And then 3 months later we say she is now pregnant. We're not sure. Is it the Zera Av of the Rishon or of the Sheni? And this could cause all types of future problems for the young kid that's born. Will he be able to marry the Kroivei Avarishon, Krevi Avashani? Is he a Kohen? Is he a Levi? Is he a Yisrael? All types of issues.
Yerusha,
exactly. This is a financial expert. Anyway, so says the Gemara. That's why always wait 3 months, and then we'll know for sure, is she pregnant or not pregnant? Because if you're going to let women just remarry 1, 2, 3, you could always have mass confusion. Now, there are obviously going to be times where you should not need this particular takano or gzeira. What would those times be? For instance, if the husband was away in Africa for the last 6 months, or if the husband, chas v'shalom, was in jail, or if he was sick, or if she was already 95 years old and the husband was 102. I mean, what's the likelihood that she's going to get pregnant from husband number two? So we're going to see now, is this an absolute rule across the board or not? And we heard it that. We learned in the Mishnah. Hayivoma. When you have Yevama, loy tachleitz, loy tisyabim, atshiyu lo shloisha chadoshim. She should not go and be miyabim. In other words, she shouldn't remarry to her brother-in-law. And she shouldn't even do a chalitza until after 90 days. Why should she do a chalitza? Because if she does a chalitza immediately, then she might remarry somebody else immediately. She obviously can't marry.
She
should be mataris l'shok. So we want to make sure 90 days. Mechein shakol anashim, all the other women, not just Yevama. if they chas v'shalom are now free to remarry, lo yinasu, they shouldn't do a nisuin, which means to consummate a marriage. Lo yisarus, he shouldn't even do an erusin, even though erusin lechari there's no problem because erusin there's no bia, at least an erusin at least which is based on kesef or on shtar. So even that don't do. Actually, you learn shloish chadash and wait 3 months. Echad psulois v'echad beulois, echad almanois v'echad gerushois, echad arusois v'echad nesuois. It makes no difference what her previous status was. When it says echad psulois, it doesn't mean psulois that she was never married, because then there's nothing to wait 3 months for. She's already waited 15 years, 18 years, 20 years, whatever. What we mean is if she only had erusin on till now, and therefore she was still a psula because she never consummated with her husband through bia, so she's still a psula. Again, wait 3 months.
So we just made it across the board.
Across the board, loy plug rule. Now, the truth of the matter is, once it says echad psulis v'echad beulais, it doesn't need to repeat echad arusas v'echad nesuais. So in the Gemara in Yevamos, in fact, it says that that is the Pirush. When it says Psulis Ve'ulais, what does that mean? In the case of Psulis, it means Arusois, and Be'ulais means Nesuois. So it's not repetitive, it's explanation, a clarification. So this is the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Nesuois Yisarsu, V'Arusois Yenasu, Chutz Me'Arusa Sheb Yehudim Neshali Be'Gaspa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a woman that was in Nesua until now, so she already had Bia, then Yisarsu, she's allowed to do Erusin. Because Erusin means without consummation. So she can get married a week later, 2 weeks later, just as long as they don't have Nisuin for 3 months later. And similarly, Arusois, if she terminated an earlier relationship, which was just an Arus relationship, which was not a consummated marriage without Bia, then Yenasus, and then she could go and have a full-fledged marriage now because of the fact that she didn't have Bia until now. The only exception would be Chutz Me'Arusa Sheb Yehudim Neshali Be'Gaspa in Yehuda. When it came to Arusa, they did allow for a husband to live together with his wife, even though it was not through Nisuin. So then I got a problem. If she was an Arusa, she might have lived, and we got problems. Good. Anyway, that's the machloek.
If the Suis Yisarsu, what was that
case? The Suis Yisarsu, because even though she had consummated her marriage until now, but all she intends doing temporarily is just doing Arusin.
Just getting engaged.
A betrothal. And Nisuin is going to be in a year from now. Like in the times of Chazal, when Arusin Nisuin was usually up to a year. So then, no problem. She can go in Arusin. Nothing happens.
Yeah, but it does open up the floodgates. Potential that something still could happen. So that's why we make the rule.
That's why the Tanakham disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, exactly like you're saying. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kol Anoshim Yisarsu. All women can do Yisarsu, because Ederson again is gunished, except for the Arusa Sheb Yehuda. Chutz min Almana. However, Almana, because of other considerations, Memnei Ha'ibul, because unfortunately she is now in Avelus, so she should not get remarried for 30 days. But a regular woman can get married as soon as she gets her get, the same afternoon, she can go and do, not Nisuin, but she can go do Erusin. Erusin, yeah, well, that's not a problem. Erusin, she can get engaged, betrothed, and just a Nisuin will be.
She waits 3 months till she has relations with her second husband.
Exactly.
That's the general cloud.
That's the rule here. Exactly, that's the rule. Here's the one she's been able, but of course, Almana has got to wait at least for a month because of Vegas. Shai! So how do we paskin in all this? The Omrinan, and we learned, Reb Lozer, loy all the way to Meib Drasha, Reb Lozer did not...
Is it because of Avdas the Amora?
Yes, we're talking about the Amora, yeah. Okay. So Ashchil Reb Asi, so Reb Lozer, the Amora, saw Reb Asi, Tavik Koin, he was getting up, in other words, he apparently was leaving the Bismedish. Amalei, my Omer Beit Midrash. What did they learn in Bismedish today? I was sitting outside. Can you tell me what happened? Amalei, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Talacha in all of this is Rabbi Yossi. So we had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Yossi. Pasuk Rabbi Yossi. Zutimar Mechlal, Dichido, Paligalei. If he has to say that there's halacha, Muzdach Zayn, that somebody is arguing with Rabbi Yossi. Otherwise, you know, if they halacha Rabbi Yossi, if that's the only shita in town, of course we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So, Frey Timara, who is the Yechido Paligalei? And yes, it's Akadu. But then, like, I have the Braisa. And we're going to have now another series of cases. You had a woman that apparently the Shulam Bayis was not Gishmak. It was not the way it should be. And therefore she was constantly running away to her parents' home and not staying at home with her husband. Or she had a major fury with her husband. Oishi Yabal Zakin, her husband is already elderly, is already 119 years old. Oichoyla Nebuch, he's sick in the hospital in ICU. Oishi Yichoyla Nebuch, she is sick. Or she's in Akari, she's confirmed that she's barren, Rachman Hassan. Or she's Zakana, she's already 118 years old. Or a Katana that's only 2 years old. The island is, and a woman that's confirmed also. Kar and Ila is basically the same, usually. And Ila would be natural, and Akari would be she took drugs, or something else happened to something, a trauma, or whatever. Vishayna Rialeilate, also in a similar case. And the Gemara in Yevamos asks, what's the difference between this one and that one? They seem to be somewhat duplicative. Or the husband is Nebuch in jail. He says, Bala, the husband died, and a day after the death, Nebuch, she was so upset. Nebuch, she was mapple. She miscarried.
So many examples of a case, of a scenario where this could happen.
Because we want to show, like you said before, Loy Plug, that don't tell me, here is a difference. The husband happens to be in behind the iron curtain. He's been there for the last 10 years. Wow. He's not getting out. Kulan Trich Lam to Gimacharashi, oh, you have to wait 3 months. Divri Reb Meir. Rabbi Yossi Matir, the artist, Lenosim Yad. Rabbi Yossi says, in all of these cases, listen, you see the facts. The facts are crystal clear. The husband is 119. The likelihood that she's pregnant, especially if she's 118, is quite remote. And therefore, they can get remarried immediately. The artist, Lenosim Yad. Fakti Mor Lamali. What do you have to go and tell me that the halach is halach ki Rabbi Yossi? This is Rabbi Yochanan speaking, right? 6 lines before. Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yochanan halach ki Rabbi Yossi. Why do you have to tell me halach ki Rabbi Yossi? It's Rameh Rabbi Yossi. Lomali v'amis already said yesterday. That's one of the rules. Rameh Rabbi Yossi halach ki Rabbi Yossi. Zokti yomaru my kushya. So in other words, we want to show the basis, why did the Misharisha say that we don't follow those rules? It must be because I see that here Rabbi Yochanan had to go and say, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan already said yesterday. Don't ever have a machloik, Rabbi Yossi, we always passing like Rabbi Yossi. So what do you have to repeat it for? So that's why the Misharisha said that we don't always follow these rules. They're not ironclad, they're not conclusive. Rabbi Nachman said, that when a mayor comes on the scene, not just arguing in Svara, but arguments at Gezeira, here, all of these are all mitzad Gezeira. Because logically, it doesn't make sense if the husband has been in jail for the last year, and now he's, Baruch Hashem, able to go and send out a get. Or Chas Hashem, he dies in jail. Young lady, I know your husband has been in jail for a year. You still got to wait 90 days. Why? Maybe you're pregnant from your husband. I haven't seen my husband in a year. That's the rule. That's what's called gzeirais. In other words, even if it's not logical, it's because, as you said before, across the board, loy plug, we don't want to make any distinctions. We don't have to start asking questions. Bring Adam that he was in jail and she didn't visit, Bring Adam that he died at 119. I'm not interested. Across the board, 90 days, that's it. And that's what Shmuel said. If that's the case, could be that's why we need to repeat here, Hachi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe the general rule is correct, and you have machloek as a mayor, and Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. In this case, however, I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Shmuel that Allah ker mayor be gzeirai sov. That's why Rabbi Yochanan has to go and stress a second time, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. So what was Misharisha saying? Nah, these rules are gunished. And let me all decide from the following verse.
What's his father's name? Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta.
If it's a different Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi Haglili. But if it's Rabbi Yossi Stam, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. How do we know that? Because Rabbi Yossi, from time to time in Shas, refers to Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta said, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was the son of Chalafta. So to my Lama Hadassani, a second wide line in the bottom in the Gemara. We learned in the Braisa, in the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, we learned that a person should not go b'yoyim Edom on the day of their festivals. A person shouldn't go and do any type of business with Goyim, because afterwards the Goy is going to go into his church and he's going to thank his God and say, ah, you almighty God, you're the one that gave me this mazel bracha v'atzlacha that I was able to do this business. I sold, I made, I borrowed, I lent, givaldik, and therefore he goes behind Adam and he's going to go and thank his God. Okay.
Excuse me, the translator. We may go to a Gentile fair and purchase animals I lost the.
You know, we're still nothing happened. We're still fine.
Okay.
All right, this is just a general hakdama. Okay. We haven't gotten to the words yet. Okay. Anyway, and so in the Sechtes of Avodah Zarah, there are a number of restrictions and limitations on when you can and when you cannot go and do business with Gentiles. Says the Braisa, a Jew is allowed to holchen liyarid. Yarid means like a fair, which meant that this was a special day where people came from all over. Presumably there were clearance sales and discounts, and therefore this was an attractive day for people to go and buy schoira or whatever they wanted to buy. So you're allowed to go yarid shel nachrim to such a fair that is being presented by the Gentiles. You're allowed to buy from them the hema, vavodim, ushvachos, batim, sodos, uchronim, v'choisev, umalivar, choishe, lehem, and neshu, kematzel, miyotim. Now, what is all of this about? The reason why you're allowed to go and buy behema, avodim, ushvachos, says Rashi, because all three of them you are going to be machnis into kedusha. Now, I can understand avodim, ushvachos, because if a Yid buys an Eved and a Shivcha, and assuming that they agree to become an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kananis with all the dinim of such Avodah Mishvachis, then they'll have mitzvois kinoshim, in other words, it will be Megayah them. They're not going to be full-fledged Jews in the traditional sense that they have all the Tariq mitzvahs, but they'll have at least all the mitzvahs that women have. Okay, so we're machnes tam for yeshchina. You're asking behema, behema, zecha behema, but then there's the din of shvises behemtai. Then until now the behema worked on Shabbos, and now the behema won't work on Shabbos. So it belongs to a Jew. It also gets certain halachas, if you will, of Kedusha. The reason batim sodas uchramim, Rashi says two reasons. Reason number one, that as a result we will be reducing the days of batis sodas, not the days, that we will be reducing the goy's ownership of batim and sodas, and the assumption is that we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. We want in Eretz Yisrael more and more of the land and more of the houses and the fields should belong to Jews. What's the reason for that? Not only for military and security reasons, but and not only for political and for national reasons, but also for trumis and maisish and shmita, that we have all the mitzvahs atliyas ba'aretz that might otherwise not transpire. Another reason, says Rashi, nami mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We want as many Yidden to live in Eretz Yisrael and to minimize the number of Gentiles. More Yidden should go and populate the land. Okay, so even though this Yerid, says Rashi, was typically on one of their Yom Chagom, Yom Eidam, when normally a Yom Eid, we said the Mishnah in Masechtas Avodah Zarah says, don't do business with them. These are exceptions to the rule. Why the exceptions to the rule? In the first three cases, because we're Machnisam Tachas, Kanfi Eshchena, we bring them into Kedusha, the Behem Avodim Shvachais, and the other, the Batim, Sadas Achramim, all have to do with real estate issues, meaning because of Chumas and Maestris, because we want them to, that these should belong to Eden, etc. And because of Malabar Choy Shalehen, you're even allowed to go and write up documents to be filed and registered in the secular courts, Nation Kamatsa Liyadan, because if and when the Goy is going to try to throw the Jew out of this property and say, well, what are you doing, my batim sodas uchramim? Then you'll be able to go to the secular registrar and show your document that says, I am the official owner. What happens if the Jew that is buying this property is a koyin? What happens if afterwards there is a court case who owns the property, even though he's a koyin? A koyin should not go out to chutz laretz because chutz laretz was full of tumah. Midrabbanan, Stam Eretz Amen was full of Tumah. He's a Kohen? No, he's allowed to, because again, for the reasons that we gave, we want to establish Eretz Yisrael We want to establish this property in Eretz Yisrael for the Ukshem Shematam Bechutz Laretz. Someone doesn't have their computer on mute. Be kind enough, please put your on mute. Just like he's allowed to go out into Chutz Laretz, the Kohen is even allowed to go out into a cemetery if necessary to prove his case that this property belongs to him. Now, this is, of course, a great akasha. As important as it is that we want Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and all the rest, but there's an issur to go into a cemetery. How could the Kohen possibly even think about going? It's an issur to a raisa. Elisa Dimor, we talk, I don't mean a base of course, we mean a base of pras. Base of pras means a soda where there was a caver at one time, but we don't know where that caver is. We don't know if there's anything left. Very often it's talking about a case where it was already plowed over. People walked over it, so there may or may not be a bone. Anyway, the Isser is there Isser Drabanan. So Dimor is saying, Drabanan, we allow the coin to even go in the base of pras. The Gemara doesn't go into that, presumably. Yeah, you'd have to check out the that original Gemara. And you have another heter, even for a kohen, to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. When can he go to Chutz La'aretz? Le Lisa Isha. If he is single and he wants to go and get a shidduch, he heard that there's a fantastic young lady who lives in New York. He'd be able to leave Yerushalayim and fly to New York. Or Velimot Taira. He knows that there are wonderful yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, but he heard that Tzura v'Nerda, those are the best yeshivas, and he wants to go there. Lakewood, whatever. So he's allowed to do that. Amar of Yehuda, Emesai, when is he allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael with Manche? Moitz Lilmai, if he can't, if there's no local yeshivas there. Moitz Lilmai, if you have Panovich, and you have the Mir, and you have the Brisk, and you have this yeshiva, and that yeshiva, Slabodka, yeah, now. Kishkan, I don't know if there's a Kishkan Halach Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Avam Moitz Lil Moit Loitam, and then he should not go out to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, stay in Eretz Yisrael. Then Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Avam Manche Moitz Lil Moit, even if there are lovely, wonderful yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Nami Tam is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn. Lefisha Ein Min HaKol, Ein Min HaKol Zeicha Odom Lil Moit. As we know, you can have the best yeshiva, you can have the best rebbe, you can have the best Rosh Yeshiva, but not every Talmud is cut out for the same yeshiva, right? Everybody is different. We're not all clones. Like the top Rashi says, Ein odem zoich alilmin mikol malamdav. Yishrav shemishnas esnur b'fib. V'shan ha-talmidim derech ketara. There are different qualities of different rebbeim, the different kishroinus of different talmidim. Not every Talmud can learn in every single yeshiva, and that's why you have to have many different types of yeshivas. So therefore, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz to learn in yeshiva. Fine. Who said this? This was Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the yeshiva is in Eretz Yisrael, stay in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. Me, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ma'as of Yosef HaKoyin, even HaKoyin. Shehalach Eitzel Rabbi Letzidon L'matayr. He went to Sidon, which is in modern-day Lebanon. So it was Chutz La'aretz. And he went there to the Mutar. So you see that I'm right. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Halach ki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said, we pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda. Frank Timur Velomali. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say it here? Vo'amis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halach ki Rabbi Yossi. That was one of the general rules that we had in yesterday's Gemara. That Omer Rabbi Yankif Bar Idi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. We have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halach ki Rabbi Yossi. So why did he have to repeat it again and again? Is the Chayram Shar, she is right. The reason why. Why did Rabbi Sharshi say at the end of yesterday's Gemara, we reject these rules? Because we see that these rules are not absolutely conclusive. We see that Rabbi Yochanan had to repeat once again, Allah Rabbi Yossi. Om Rabbi Itzrich. So could I take him in Hani Mila Mamasisim, but Rabbi Say Maloy. All the previous cases that we brought now were Mishnayis. Mishnayis here, Mishnayis Mesachs Yivomis, and in other places. So maybe only over there Rabbi Yochanan said that if you find a Machlaib, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, we follow Rabbi Yossi. But this was a braisa that we're just learning now. So maybe there he didn't give this general rule. And that's why he had to reinforce Halach ki Rabbi Yossi. So where's Rabbi Sharshi coming from that he just rejected these rules outright? So Timura, you got a good point. Halachi ka'amar, hani kloli lab divya kol ninu, to rav lesli hani kloli. When Rabbi Sharshi said that I'm rejecting these rules, that these are not authoritative or conclusive, what he meant to say is, as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, they're absolutely determinative, authoritative, conclusive, absolutely. However, it is not unanimous, because Rav, in fact, did not say these klolim, and this is consistent with what we said earlier today in the shir, where Rav Chia Bar Ashi was teaching Chia Bar Rav, Kamid Rav, Echad Oni Vi Echad Oshir, and then Rav Siemba, and don't forget, add the words Allah Kreb Yehuda, and we asked Tarti Lomali, we already said it, maybe Rebuta Allah Kreb Yehuda, and the Gemara said, my Kusha, Domo Rav Lesli Hani Kloli. That remains what Rami Sharshi was referring to, that you don't say that the rules of yesterday are conclusive. Avad Rabbi Yochanan said them, and he meant it, and he stood with them. Absolutely. The reason why they're not conclusive is because not everybody leads Rabbi Yochanan. Rav didn't hold of these rules, and each time you come to a new Gemara or a new Mishnah, will be a machloekim tina mei mit Rabbi Yehuda, mit Rabbi Yosi, mit Rabbi Shimon, etc. Rabbi Yochanan would say, we go like Rabbi Yosi. But Rav would say, I gotta analyze the Mishnah and see the different positions until we come up with the halach.
Rabbi Yochanan always says, halachic is not Mishnah, it's not Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. So it's interesting. Only he's more thought out in terms of these principles of Mishnayos about the halacha, how he passes.
I don't know if he's more thought out or more he did more codification. Yeah. He established rules. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that also says that we always pass in with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, chutz from three cases.
Right. Erev, Sidon, and Rayachrona.
Exactly. So he established
in a Mishnah.
Okay, fine. But the point is that Rabbi Yochanan was, I don't want to say he was in the business, but that was his style, if you will, that he liked to be masik shmeitzah libde hilchasa, after going through all the svaras back and forth. This is halacha Rabbi Yisai, and this is the way we got to follow. Good. And we continue on, and we return to that sugya that we began a couple of days ago, talking about cheftzei hefker, and now the Gemara focuses on cheftzei nochri. Remember, when it came to Cheftzei Hefker, well, let's step back just for a moment. Every Jew has, as we know, a Tchum Shabbos. Wherever his residence is, you go out of the residence. If he lives all by himself in the middle of the Midbar, he can go 2,000 Amos in every direction. If he wants to go 4,000 Amos, then he has to go and put an Erev there, and then he can go 4,000 in that direction. He loses the 2,000 Amos in the opposite direction. So if he wants to go north, 4,000, he can make an Erev, be Erev Baraglav, put away your Chalas, put away your two Sudas over there, but then you lose your 2,000 Amos on the southern side. Well, you can, of course, make a compromise. You only need to go an additional 1,000 Amos, you put your Erev after 1,000 Amos, so you gain 1,000 Amos to the north, and you lose 1,000 Amos to the south, but you can still go 1,000 Amos to the south. Now, it's not only that the Jew has these Chum, but all of the animals of the Jew, and all of the Chafetzim, all of the Kalim of the Jew, also have that exact same tchum. Kalim is not so much an issue. Behemoths, of course, the behemoths might decide to travel a little bit on their own on Shabbos, or on Yontif for that matter, because then tchum applies to Yontif too. And I want my animal, for instance, on Yontif, because I want to shecht it. If he's gone beyond my tchum, which is his tchum or her tchum, sorry, you cannot go and retrieve the animal. Exactly. The animal macht a pleita, and you cannot make a pleita after him, because you won't get the animal back, because he'll be out of your tchum and his tchum. No good. Okay, so then we address the issue of cheftzei hefker. Hefker, chafetzim don't belong to anybody. It doesn't belong to you, don't belong to me. It's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. There's a big sign here. All these are hefker. You can go and take them. So the question is, what about their tchum? So we had a discussion, and we said there's a machloki between Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan, where the Cheftzei Hefker themselves have their own tchum. Meaning wherever they were at 6:30 Friday night, at the time of Bein HaShemash is, at that split moment, wherever they were they kind of Shvisa, and therefore, if you want to take those Chafetzim and Shabbos, you have to take them and use them within the 2,000 Amos, that tchum. So if you happen to live right next to those Chafetzim, ideal. Its tchum is my tchum. Great. I bring him inside and I can use him. No problem. However, if they happen to be, let's say, 2,000 amos away from my house, even though I see the hefker, number one, I can't even walk there, but now it depends, would I be able to, if it's within 1,900 amos, it's within the 2,000 amos. So if their 2,000 amos is the same as my 2,000, it's great. However, what happens if, in fact, they're not exactly the same? What means they're not exactly the same? I made an Erev L'mashal from my house. And with that Erev, I've been able to go 4,000 Amos. At the 3,000 Amma line, I see a bunch of Cheftzei Hefker. Hey, these are beautiful crystal, and this would be a good match to my set that I have at home, because one of my crystal glasses broke last Shabbos, and I could add this to the set. Nobody would know the difference. It looks beautiful. And bring it up, and up. Could I bring it home on Shabbos? If the Cheftzei Hefker have their own tchum, nobody did an Erev Tchumen for the Cheftzei Hefker, so they can only go 2,000 Amos. So I can get to them and pick them up, because I made my Erev 4,000 Amos away. This is at the 3,000 Amma line. That's great. I could theoretically bring it back 2,000 amos towards
overlap.
My... Sorry?
It's the overlap area.
Exactly, overlap area. I could theoretically bring it towards my house, 2,000 amos, but I can't do more than that, because then I violate the tchum of the Heftze Hefker.
Is there a problem if it's Yontif, for instance, making a Kenyan on Yontif, on Hefker?
Whether or not you can make a Kenyan, I'm not sure, but it wouldn't make a difference because he'll take it into his house. I mean, ask if somebody else wants to snatch it away from me.
When he picks it up, he's making a Kenyan, Kenyan Ba, Kenyan Mashiach, whatever.
It's the problem of Kenyan only because it looks like Mekap or Memkar. That's the reason. So here it's not really, it doesn't appear like Mekap.
Okay. No, it does. Okay, it's a good question.
I'm just asking.
You're doing fine. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so that's the Nafkimin al Gabi, the Chefze Hefker, our Kenyan Shvisa, not Kenyan Shvisa. Now we're going to talk about Chefze Nochri. A goy who owns chafetzim. Okay, so obviously a goy doesn't have a kinyan shvisa. He doesn't know what shvisa means. He doesn't know to go and be koyne shvisa. He doesn't have hilchas Shabbos. He doesn't have hilchas tchumen. In that sense, he has a lucky. He doesn't have a lucky asad lavoi because he's not get schar for any of this. We're going to get schar for each mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu, lezakas Yisrael, leficha chiyuv mitzvah mitzvahs. He doesn't have those mitzvahs. Shoyin. What about his chafetzim? Do they have any type of kinyan shvisa? No. Some of you know Mishmul Chafti Nachri ain't Koine Shvisa. So now you're wondering to yourself, so why are we even talking about it? You're Koine Shvisa. Nishkan Shvisa. Go call up a guy and say, I have good news for you. You have no problem. You don't have to worry about your Kalim in Koine Shvisa. He's just going to hang up on you. I don't know what you're talking about. Now the point is, what happens if you want to go and borrow that? He happens to be your next door neighbor. Next door neighbor is not a problem because it's going to be within the same Tchum anyway. But what happens in such a situation, you know that guy, and he has some beautiful, beautiful kelim, and you'd like to borrow those and bring them home on Shabbos because you want to go and show your guests, oh, these beautiful kelim, look so fancy, schmancy, I want to impress people. Whatever. Well, not that he's going to use them for cooking, because then you'd have problems of toiveling them, and they're not meant to be kosher.
Puts a tea on the bottom for treif.
Puts a tea on the bottom for treif.
You bring someone else's pots home, but just to show?
The pots would not be so, yeah, but if it has a nice...
pomegranates in
them. Serve. Exactly. Well, he has the guy has a beautiful tea set and it's nice, you know, silver. Anyway, he wants to borrow them, not to go and necessarily use them for cooking, whatever. He wants to bring them home. So, would you be able to? So, Rav Shmuel, Chafzei Nochri Ein Kodesh Shvisa. There is no din of Shvisa. And so, therefore, usually when we say Ein Kodesh Shvisa in this type of situation, it means that it would be Keragle Hamamali or Keragle HaYisrael. Whoever decides to go and borrow any of these kelim, it would go according to his tchum. Okay, says the Gemara now, when Rav Shmuel said this halacha, Leman. Remember, we have two mandiyamim. We have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we have the Rabbanan, according to whom was it necessary for Shmuel to say, Ein Kodesh Shvisa. Come on, Ilem the Rabbanan, Pshita. Hash the Chefzi Hefke de Les Lubalim. Chefzi Hefke don't even have any owners whatsoever. We say, according to Rabbanan, Ein Kodesh Shvisa. Anybody can go and take it for himself and bring it to his own tchum, because they don't have their own independent tchum. Chefzi Anochri, the Islubalim, Miboya. So the same thing should apply to the Nochri also. Why should it be different? Chefzi Hefken and Chefzi Baal, Chefzi Hefken and Chefzi Goy. Eli B'Yoichim Nuri. They're just like B'Yoichim Nuri said that the Kamashvalan. What do we come to tell you? And therefore I can go and take over its tchum, because it doesn't have a tchum. So I can adopt it and adapt it and include it in my tchum.
It's not part of your property.
So that's the chiddush to tell you, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel came to tell us, that Chefzi Nochri ain't Koine Shvisa, because even a Koine Yochanan Nuri, the Chefzi Hefker are Koine Shvisa, but Chefzi Nochri ain't Lehem Shvisa, loy Koine Shvisa, because Islu Balim, no Shvisa. Our case, a person who borrows a kli min ha-nochri b'yontif. By the way, it doesn't have to be a keli like a glass. You could borrow a chair, right? You have 12 guests coming for Shabbos, you only have 11 chairs, you want to go and buy a chair. Borrow a chair. You want to borrow a small table. Whatever. You want to borrow towels. You need more towels for wiping hands after washing. Whatever. So, Rav Shimon Elazar Oymer, ha-shoyil kli min ha-nochri b'yontif. You lent a kli to a goy before yantiv, and since it's before yantiv, at least temporarily it will be now the goy's, because you gave it to him for 24 hours or whatever it is. When the goy comes back to you and yantiv says, okay, I finished, I don't need it anymore, I give it back to you. Things that you put away for like long-term storage type of things. They have a din of 2,000 amis. So if you want to get these kelim from the oitzer or from the goy, etc., then be aware that they have their own tchum. So before we continue on, we already have a problem from this brisa. Reb Shimon Elazar is telling us that if you go and borrow a kli min a nochri, that kli yesh le napayim am lechol ruach. So then that, what he's saying is that chefzi nochri are koinin shvisa. And we just said a moment ago that according to Rabbanan, for sure not, even by chefzi hefker. And even according to Rabbi Yechon Nuri that holds that chefzi hefker are have a din of shvisa, but chefzi nochri ain lehem shvisa. So what's going on over here? Shimon Elazar is neither like the Rabbi Yechon Nuri and certainly not like the Rabbanan. And that's what the Gemara is going to ask in another moment. So before we finish the price, so before we get to the kasha, so the price continues. Benovish nochri shehevi loy peiris mechutz l'tchum. What happens if a nochri brought peiris from chutz l'tchum? Harizel izidim koyman. Don't move them from their place because the peiris of the nochri have a kinyan shvisa. That kinyan shvisa was mechutz l'tchum 2,000 amos away. He brought them here. Now they are stuck within their own dalar amos, like anything that comes out of chutz l'tchum. So Frank Dimar, Yam is Yushlam because of Rabbi Yechim Nuri, Chetzi Nochri, Koinim Shvisa, Haman Rabbi Yechim Nuri. So then he is the author of this price, or not he's the author, it's Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar would hold like Rabbi Yechim Nuri. El Yam is because of Rabbi Yechim Nuri, Chetzi Hefsker, Ein Koinim Shvisa, then Hamani. We don't find anybody else that's Mechulik in this area of the law, except Rabbi Yechim Nuri and Rabbanan. If you're going to tell me that Chetzi Nochri are in fact Koinim Shvisa, that's going to be against Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, because Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says Chafzi Nachri ain't Koinin Shvisa. So who is the Tana in accordance with Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that make sure when you borrow a kli from a goy on Yontiv that you keep it within the goy's tchum. Well, what do you mean? What's a goy's tchum? There is no such din of tchum by goy. Chafzi Nachri ain't Koinin Shvisa. Hamani. Lori Bichinuri. Vole Ravana. And therefore, the chayyim we have a stark akasha on Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Evdim al oinu kasa Rabbi Yechim Nuri chetzit hanochri koinin shvisa. The taka are koinin shvisa. I, but Shmuel said they're not koinin shvisa. Shmuel be amik rabbana. They're kunt rabbana. Tikam is rabbana pshita. Didn't you say before that certainly if they hold it chetzit hefker not koinin shvisa? Certainly chetzit goyim are not koinin shvisa. So why would he need to go and tell us the pshita? That's what Mordechai said on top. Even with Rabbanan pshita hashefke hefker, then certainly chefzi nochri. So why would Rabbanan have to go, and why would Shmuel have to go and repeat it? According to Rabbanan, now the same exeder balam the nochri, also balam the Israel. I might think since I know that the kalim of a yid have a din of tchum, and now I have a kalim that belong to a goy. If I'm going to say that the kalim of a goy are all hefkedik, that you can go and take them in any direction whatsoever, and there's no din of shvisa, I'll say, you know the reason why? It's not because it's owned by a guy. It's because these are kalim. Kalim didn't have a bris. Kalim are not Jewish. They didn't have a bar mitzvah. They didn't get married. They don't come to the daf. They're kalim.
This rule functions as a fence, so the Jews shouldn't... Exactly. What a complicated...
Ed, you're saying beautifully. Okay. So I might have thought that Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, or before we get to that, that the Rabbanan, even though they hold the Chetzi Hefker, something which is really truly Hefker, Ein Lehem Kinyan Shvisa, because they're totally Hefker. But if they belong to a guy, I might think, oh, if I'm going to say that a guy's ownership, it's Gornished, after all, these are just Kalim. So there's no Dinah Shvisa. I might think the same thing applies to Kalim that belongs to a Jew. So as Ed said, as a fence, as a gzera, maybe we should go and say, "Bam de nochri ot ba'dami." So, kamash v'lon, that we do not say that, and that's why they said, "Chepsi nochri ein koinish v'isa."
I understand. We Rabbi Shimon Belezer is a Tana, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri the Rabbanan are Tanoim. He's a later generation. Why can't he suddenly...
He could say on his own.
Exactly.
You'll be a Kosovo Shlisha, third time.
No, he's been Machmir. Suddenly, you know, Chumah has developed in later generations. He's suddenly saying, okay, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said this, Rav Yochanan says this, but I, in my generation, he's a contemporary of Revi, he's a few generations later, he's saying,
apparently the Gemara felt that we don't find anywhere else in Shas anybody dealing with these very, very interesting and unique shailas of Chefzi Hefker and by derivative Chefzi Nochri. We don't find anybody else on the screen dealing with these issues.
Okay.
And so therefore, Reb Shimon Elazar would probably, in giving offering such an opinion, he's probably going either according to Reb Yochanan ben Nuri or according to Rabbanan, because we don't find anybody else that deals with these issues. Rav Chiya bar Avin Omer Rav Yochanan says, I respectfully disagree with Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel and Chefzi Nochri are kind of trees. You know why? For the reason we just gave, because Gezeira Balim de Nochri, Otabalim de Yisrael, as a fence that people shouldn't go and make a mistake. So now Gemara tells us a real life story. Hano Dikri. Dikri means Zechorim, which means males, but we don't mean male people. Dikri in this case means male sheep, which are rams. Rashi says Elim, rams. The Osu Limbir Chasa. They came to the town of Mibir Chasa. The Osu Limbir Chasa. Sharlu Rava Libne Machoiza Limizbinaya. Rava, as you know, was the Ruv of Machoiza. Machoiza was a twin city, if you will, or a very close town to Mibir Chasa. So he told all the Machoiza people that you could go and get animals, these rams, from the Goyim in Mibir Chasa, bring it home to you, to Mechoiza, and shech them on Yontif, and have a Simchas Yontif with brand new rams. And if you're going to give it to people, people are going to be saying, ah, Givaldik, these rams, they taste so good.
We had earlier, they ran payros from Chutzit Chum, we had a whole problem
we
about
we had a discussion with that as well, exactly. So Amri Ravina Rava, so Ravina says to Rava, my Daitach, what's your view that you're allowing all the people Mechoiza to haphazardly take all these animals from the goyim that are selling them from Mibir Chasa to Mechoiza? My Daitach Amri Ravina Mishmuel Chefzi Nochri ain koine shvisa, because you say even though it belonged to a goy, makes no difference. There's no shvisa, so you can bring it to your own tchum in Mechoiza. Whenever you have a machlok Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, don't we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Who's the one that made that codified rule? Probably was Rabbi Yochanan, right, Barry? Rabbi Yochanan himself said Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, so look at Rabbi Yochanan. And Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Chefzi Nochri Koyin in Shvisa, Gzeir Baalim de Nochri Yotah Baalim de Yisrael. So how are you allowing the people in Mechoiza to go and take out these animals from Mibir Chasa to Mechoiza? It's out of the tchum of the original Mibir Chasa Gentiles that sold it to them in the first place.
And it's Yontif. How are they doing this on Yontif?
They pay money in advance, okay, or they pay money later on. That's okay, not okay. Their IOUs. That's taken care of. Hadam Rabbal is Davnu Lebenaber Mechoiza. Tchum Mechoiza the two Kedalat Ames Tamia. Rava subsequently changed his mind. He says, you know, Ravina is right, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Shmuel, and so therefore the Chefzi Nochri are Koinim Shvisa. You want to go and sell animals, Goyim? No problem. You could sell it to B'nei Mechasa. For that matter, the Yidin can also go and sell it back from, since the Goy presumably is not interested in buying it back, but the Mechoiza people can sell it to the Mechoiza people. That's no problem, because the Mechoiza people, they are presumably within the same tchum as the Mechoiza Goyim, after all the same town, so go and sell it to them. But the people from Mechoiza, unfortunately, cannot use any of these animals on Yontif, because they are coming from the tchum of the Goy, and we pass the Rabbi Yochanan, the Chefzi Nochri, Koinen Shvisa. So have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, and a Mir Tashem again on Sunday,
8:05.
8:05. Good job.